Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. Here to take your calls about what you want tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Allie.
Allie's here, courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. You can go to ladiesinkeene.com to not only download archives of Allie's show, but also you can see her blog posts as well as the posts of the other ladies who are in Keene. You can see that at Ladies in Keene. That's K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeene.com. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. Coming up, there's news, more Chick-fil-A-related news as the controversy continues to bubble up surrounding their CEO's statements about so-called traditional family values. There, of course, was the group of conservative types that went to Chick-fil-A, I think it was yesterday or the day before, to support Chick-fil-A, and now there is the kiss-in, which is allegedly happening, where, well, we can tell you more about it here in a little bit, but we'll take your calls about what's on your mind, 855-450-FREE, as we go to Chris, listening in Indiana. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Chris. Good evening, Ian and Allie.
Hi, Chris. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was listening the other night, and you and Mark were talking about the Hunger Games and how you don't believe there is much of a liberty message in it. Is that true?
From what I understand, the people who've called the show who've actually read the book say that a lot of the stuff got cut out of the film. There were definitely some themes, I think, in the film, but it wasn't really anything that was, I think, too heavy duty. Do you disagree?
Slightly. I've read all three of the books, and if you actually read all three, and it's a little bit of a spoiler alert, not much, but on the contrary of what you guys said about no liberty message.
Whoa, hold on. We're not talking about the other two books here. We're talking about the movie that was the first book turned into the movie. From what I understand, it gets more liberty-oriented as things go on.
And they're coming out with more movies for the other books, right?
Yeah, the other movies will be coming out. But yeah, be careful with your spoilers. I am certainly interested in seeing the sequels, so go ahead.
It's not a huge spoiler. I'm just saying it's like what you just said. It does get more liberty-oriented because it kind of maps out a way to overthrow a tyrannical government. And that's all I'll say about the next couple books. Like, have you ever heard of, you've heard of Agenda 21, correct? About, like, how the government wants to regulate how often we flush our toilets or how we shut off the water in between brushing our teeth, what kind of light bulbs we have, while people like Prince Charles are telling us how we shouldn't be eating meat or not having hot baths while they're using hundreds of thousands of kilowatts per hour and hundreds of thousands of gallons per water for all their palaces every day. I mean, it's kind of hypocritical, don't you think, how these people have all these things on the top while the people that are middle class, they're trying to tell us to limit our resources while they're using them all up for the just unlimited supply, pretty much.
Right. It certainly is like you know, we talk about the idea, I consider myself to be an anarchist or, you know, someone who doesn't believe in coercive governments. And if someone wants to know what that would be like, then I say look to the wealthiest people. They basically kind of live in almost like an anarchistic society in a way, that they don't have to deal with all this. I mean, in a lot of ways, that a lot of people's their businesses get regulated to where they can't be as profitable as they could be. But, you know, there's ways around a lot of the regulations. And, you know, once you get around all that stuff, it's sort of like living in anarchy almost.
Mm-hmm. Hey, another thing, Allie. Hey, there's another really good trilogy. The third one hasn't come out yet. It's written by Veronica Roth. It's called The Divergent Series. And if you like The Hunger Games, it's a very, very good, like the first two have come out and the third one's about to come out next year. And it's actually at Barnes & Noble. I'm not plugging the book or anything. I just read it. It's actually a very good one. It's like on the table at Barnes & Noble. It's like if you like The Hunger Games, you'll like these.
Is it a dystopian type thing?
It's a very dystopic novel. It's about Chicago. It's about 100 years from now. They're dividing and conquering people into separate factions. And it's another good one about how another like tactical thing about how government can be overthrown, but like you said, Allie, it's like a dystopic novel. And it's very interesting because when you read it, it's very interesting. It's very very similar to The Hunger Games, and it's just You guys would enjoy it very much. It would be a good one to recommend.
What was it called again?
It's called the day. The first one is called Divergent, and then the second one is called Insurgent. And I'm not going to go into it right now, but it's about, it's one of those divide and conquer technique books. And like I said, at Barnes & Noble, it's on a table that it's labeled, if you like the Hunger Games.
Okay. Very cool, man. Hey, thanks for the recommendation. And yeah, I have heard of Agenda 21. We've been hearing about it on and off over the last few years on Free Talk Live. And obviously, there's a lot that's to it. Actually, we're at the county fair today, and I've been there for the last couple of days. The John Birch Society is just down the row, not far away from our table. And they've been stopping by the Shire Society booth to talk about their stuff. And one of them asked me if I knew about Agenda 21, and they have some sort of pamphlet that they're handing out about it. And, you know, my answer was basically, hey, man, I'm already against the UN, so you don't need to convince me on anything about their whatever it is their plans are. But, Chris, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Allie, had you seen the Hunger Games?
I did see the movie.
Are you one who has also read the books?
No.
I've also not read the books.
I just wait for the movie to come out.
I'm
one of those.
I heard the book is a lot better, but I'm also somebody who I find it so hard to make time for reading because I've just got so much going on with, like, I couldn't possibly have read anything this week. I've been 8 hours a day at the fair. I get off.
Yeah, there's always excuses, aren't there?
Yeah, right. There are plenty of excuses. And some
they
of them
all
are
seem
darn
like
good.
Such great ones.
Yeah.
I don't need to read. I've got other stuff to do.
When I was in jail, though, I read plenty. I was really.
Yeah, no. I just always find myself looking for excuses for why I don't read, but then I find myself also being envious of people who are reading.
Yeah.
And so it's something I wish I did more, but I don't know. It obviously calls to some people. Some people just when they don't have anything or when they're bored, they think of picking up a book. I don't. I check Facebook.
Right. I watch Sex House or something like that. So 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line, which Sex House is great. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it.
It's not porn.
No, not at all, no. In fact, in 4 episodes, people have only had sex one time. So. It's a ridiculous program. Chick-fil-A, the latest on that situation is the kiss-in. According to the LA Times, the Chick-fil-A protests appear to be just getting started with 2 new campaigns underway. In one campaign, Marcy Ault of Atlanta has posted a petition on Change.org inviting Chick-fil-A President Dan Cathy to join her family, including her wife and their 2 children, for dinner. She wants to offer him a firsthand look at a family being hurt by the company's political and social activism against gays and lesbians.
So this is my question. Does Chick-fil-A just come out against it? I know that they give money to, churches or maybe just like charities that are Christian based. And so I read the story, not really a story. It was just someone making a claim that Chick-fil-A, gives money to anti-gay organizations, but then someone else is like, well, they're just Christian. They're not like, that's not their thing is that they're anti-gay. They just happen to also not agree with homosexuality.
From what I understand, the organizations to which Chick-fil-A has given money have absolutely very anti-gay positions. Mm. So it is not like, oh, we are Christians and we don't like gay people. It's just one of our things. No, it's they're taking actions to do things that would possibly be detrimental to gay folks.
Oh, wow.
And I wish I had the specifications in front of me. If you want to give us a rundown, please, 855-450-FREE. But here's what's going on. This one lady has invited the man who made the comments. This President Dan Cathy was originally the person who stirred up all the controversy by saying that, you know, he and Chick-fil-A support the traditional family. And that's essentially a slight against gay people, because the suggestion is that your family is not good enough.
What is a traditional family anyway?
Man, woman, 2 children, that sort of thing. Man, woman, child.
But who has that?
Some people do.
Yeah, some people.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
We'll
try to pull up a little bit more about that and also tell you more about the kiss-in that apparently is going on today. So if you've been a part of the kiss-in or maybe you were there at Chick-fil-A and you saw this happen, we'd love to hear your observations at 855-450-FREE.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? You have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the Center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Is the Chick-fil-A kiss-in an inappropriate form of protest? You're welcome to comment. 855-450-3733. We'll tell you more about it here in a moment. Also, want to invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features that are waiting for you, including listening options. Broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show are there, available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is playing at all times, so you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in and also learn about our over 100 radio stations on AM and FM that carry the show throughout the week. Just got a new station signing on with an agreement today, coming on board within the next couple weeks. So that's exciting. And there's always somebody new that's kind of in the hopper. So we're always expanding and looking to get on your local radio station. If you're hearing us on the internet and you don't get us locally, you can help us with that by going to localfact.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com to get more information on how to contact your local stations. But again, if you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you'll also learn about our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where you can find us on two different channels throughout the week. In addition, our KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam is available, plus our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go and get tuned in and learn how to listen at listen.freetalklive.com. We're here talking about the Chick-fil-A protests. Of course, there was the Chick-fil-A, I guess, I don't know what you call it when people go and eat somewhere. A boycott, I guess. The counter to a boycott is a boycott, where people go out and buy products from a company that is being boycotted. In this case, Chick-fil-A is being boycotted by a number of different people due to the statement of their CEO, which, again, I don't happen to have in front of me at the moment. But essentially, it had an anti-gay kind of ring to it, where he was speaking out in favor of a traditional family unit and talking about how Chick-fil-A is a Christian company. And there's nothing wrong.
They are a Christian company. And, you know, most businesses try to avoid playing politics because they
don't. Because it's smart.
Because it's a good idea. But, except for Free Talk Live, I guess.
Well,
but,
yeah.
I know that Chick-fil-A is a Christian place or a Christian company, and that I've had friends say that if you're not a Christian, you're going to be pretty uncomfortable working at Chick-fil-A. And that's just sort of part of it. I know that when I go there. So
right.
It doesn't surprise me. And, you know, if I wanted to boycott it for its Christian beliefs, I mean, the Bible does say some pretty terrible things about, you know, sleeping with the same gender. The Bible does say that, you know, that's a slight against Christianity, not Chick-fil-A, necessarily.
Dan Cathy, this is according to WashingtonPost.com, this is their president of Chick-fil-A, said, quote, "We're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude that thinks we have the audacity to redefine what marriage is all about." And he says that he's guilty as charged and is very supportive of the family, the biblical definition of the family unit. So it's pretty clear he's attacking, you know, the idea of gay people loving each other and the idea that gay people can raise children. And it's outrageous what he said. So I don't blame anyone for deciding they don't want to eat at Chick-fil-A anymore, except the Nashua Chick-fil-A, of course, as we reported earlier this week, is actually supporting Gay Pride Fest here in New Hampshire. So not all Chick-fil-A's are created equal, apparently, which I think is really excellent news.
So are they a chain or franchise? Do you know?
You know, that's not clear to me. I believe it is franchise operation. But even so, when you're franchise, you're still paying franchise fees. So
right.
Nashua is probably still sending money off to Chick-fil-A corporate,
right.
Even though they might be actually a franchise. But that's a good question. I'm not sure if Chick-fil-A has any corporate stores, because sometimes corporations are all franchise, or sometimes they're all corporate, or sometimes they're a mix of both.
Right.
So I'm not certain about that. But clearly not all Chick-fil-A's are the same. So some people might be a little conflicted. Like, on one hand, well, do you eat at the store where the manager's cool with gay people, or there's actually a gay manager, or there's gay employees where they support gay people, even though the store is still sending money to the corporation, which doesn't support gay people?
Right.
So it's kind of a messy situation. And now you've got an additional level of protest going on where people aren't boycotting Chick-fil-A. The people at the Kiss-In today aren't boycotting. They're going to Chick-fil-A, and the suggestion is that they show the people that are working there, and I guess the regular Chick-fil-A customers, that gay people can be in love, too, and can be good families as well, which is why one lady has challenged has invited the president of Chick-fil-A to join her family for dinner, and her family includes her and her wife. and their two children. The other campaign is the Kiss-In, which is going on today, as well as both events, as well as overarching calls to boycott the company, have the backing of GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. They said, their president said, without question, Dan Cathy from Chick-fil-A has every right to voice his opinions and beliefs, but he should meet and get to know the people harmed by his company's multi-million-dollar donations. She was referring to more than $5 million in donations that Chick-fil-A has given to anti-LGBT organizations. Graddick said in his statement that those organizations include the American Family Association and Family Research Council. Graddick said that the fast food chain also donated to groups that promoted a controversial therapeutic approach to turn people from gay to straight. Kiss-In, meanwhile, has some gay and lesbian supporters questioning whether such outward display of affection will ultimately help or hurt their cause. And that's kind of what I'm curious about is to, you know, what do you think about this? Is it inappropriate, you know, is it an inappropriate
form
of protest?
Do they have a rule against this in their stores that you can't, you know, be
a public display of affection?
Right.
No, I doubt it. I mean, I can't imagine that there's any sort of signage on the door at Chick-fil-A saying no kissing. I mean, where...
Or is there a policy or anything like that?
I highly doubt it. But that wouldn't mean that a manager couldn't come up to somebody who was engaging in some sort of public display of affection and say, excuse me, look, you're making my customers uncomfortable. Can you leave the store? Mm-hmm. Because, obviously, public displays of affection are a controversial thing to begin with, whether we're talking about at a public park or just walking down the street or whatever. Some people are made very uncomfortable by others engaging in a PDA.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it's sad because what's wrong with affection? What's wrong with people expressing love for one another in a physical manner? Of course, the inevitable question is going to be, well, what about people having sex in public? You know, because people always love to take things to an extreme like
mm-hmm.
that. And, you know, obviously...
Like they do with the marriage thing, like, oh, if we let a man marry another man, then pretty soon they'll be marrying toasters and
right.
dogs.
Or a horse. Yeah, exactly. And I think that we're being brought up in this culture that has been heavily influenced by religiosity in the past, specifically like the Puritans,
mm-hmm.
where they were very intolerant people. I mean, they were burning alleged witches at the stake. I mean, very terrible things were done in the name of God and religion in the past in this country. And a lot of it was very oriented against the idea of sexuality in any way, shape, or form. And I think that Americans are still struggling with that at a lot of different levels, which is why people have a problem with the idea of a public display of affection. So even some within the LGBT movement are saying that this is a bad idea. They're saying this may end up hurting their cause. According to Carly McGehee of a New York-based political activist who started the idea for a Kiss-In, she says, we're encouraging those of us who support LGBT rights and equality to show up at their local Chick-fil-A tomorrow and kiss someone of the same sex. The campaigns follow Wednesday's stunning turnout for Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day, a day on which Americans were urged to support the company by mostly conservative talk radio show hosts and such. The company did not release sales figures. Oh, we're in a break. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Viruses with Ali C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. Signal CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features are waiting for you there, and we give them all away. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And don't forget, over at freetalklive.com, we have a mobile site. So for those of you who have smartphones, You may want to access our various different features as far as the live streams are concerned. You can go to m.freetalklive.com. I actually just found out that apparently somebody made an LRN.FM app for the Android. There has been the LRN or the Liberty Radio app for iPad and for iPhone for probably well over a year at this point. But as of recently, somebody has made one that is for LRN.FM listeners on the Android. So now, whether you're iPad or Android users, which are the two most popular phone operating systems, there is an actual app way to listen to Free Talk Live, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, and of course, they're all free. But another way that you can listen is just go to m.freetalklive.com, and you'll find links there to our broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, and also a bunch of different free software that you can download that can tune into Free Talk Live, to LRN.FM, and a number of other internet streams for you. Again, that's m.freetalklive.com. Gold and silver, something that's pretty important to have, at least in my opinion, in your investment portfolio. I don't really have an investment portfolio. I've just got a bunch of silver. I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional investor. I don't know anything about stocks and bonds or dividends or any of that stuff. But I do know that silver and gold over time have kept their value in relation to the always inflating dollar.
Right, where stocks and bonds, who knows what's going to happen with those? Silver is pretty solid.
It's yeah, I mean, nothing's a guarantee in life, but
silver's as close as you can get to a guarantee.
Over the years, precious metals like silver and gold have been very valuable, and they've held their value. In that, 100 years ago, an ounce of gold would have bought a fine suit of clothes. Today, an ounce of gold will buy a fine suit of clothes. Mm-hmm. And 50 years ago, the same thing would have been true.
Let's put it this way. It'd be much riskier to hold on to FRNs than to put those FRNs into silver. Much riskier.
Yes. FRNs being Federal Reserve notes, the greenbacks you probably have sitting in your wallet right now, which, of course, the federal government can print out anytime they want to.
And they do.
And there's nothing you can do about that. But if you've taken your FRNs and turned them into silver, they can't print silver. They're not doing that. They have they don't have the power to make silver from thin air like they do the rest of the dollars. So it's important to store your value so the feds can't suck it away from you. And that's what silver and gold, for me, I really value about them. So you can go to silver.freetalklive.com to order your own. So we've teamed up with Midas Resources, which is the company that's behind our syndicate. They do a great job of getting Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. And there's also their gold and silver dealership as well, which allows you to hook up with great deals on silver and gold, and it helps Free Talk Live at the same time. So really, it's the best way to buy. Not only do they have great prices, but you're also directly benefiting Free Talk Live when you buy from them. Over at silver.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the Chick-fil-A kiss-in that is going on today, but some are saying what's happening is there's a lady who has created this particular protest. She is encouraging, her name's Carly McGeehee, and she is encouraging people to go to Chick-fil-A and to kiss someone of the same sex. So technically, it's not a boycott at all. It's actually, you know, encouraging Chick-fil-A customers, you know, to go in and show the Chick-fil-A management or whoever that, their customers are gay and that, they're normal and they just like people of the same sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's not weird or anything like that. Nationwide, at least 15,000 people have agreed to participate in the kiss-in, according to McGeehee. But even among LGBT supporters, according to the LA Times, some wonder whether such an in-your-face act might be too provocative or amount to taunting. One commenter at a causes.com page, which urged people to participate in the kiss-in, had a different perspective. This commenter said, "I respect not patronizing their establishment, but by taunting them in their establishment is a hate-filled and inciting anger and hate." According to this person, another said it's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to confront a person on their views in such an aggressive and provocative manner.
See, that's, I don't know. Like, yeah, it would be aggressive. Like, I would consider it aggression if, someone says, "I don't want you doing that on my property," and you say, "Well, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway." And they ask you to leave and you don't leave. Like the sit-ins during the Right. Civil Rights Movement, those were, technically aggression on private, if you believe in private property. And so I agree with that. But like kissing someone is not an aggressive act in and of itself.
Right. How anyone could consider kissing aggression. And we don't have any opinion here from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is not commenting beyond its statement about Wednesday's sales, which set a record for their operations. So they have not come out and said, "No, we don't want this to happen. No, you're prohibited from having a public display of affection on our, in our businesses." And had they actually said that, had they said, "We would prefer you not come. If you're going to kiss in our stores, we'd prefer you not come there. We don't want anyone kissing. We don't want, parents kissing children. We don't want a couple, males kissing females. We don't want males kissing males, females kissing females. We certainly don't want you kissing your dog." And, they could have come out with some kind of a statement, but they haven't.
Right.
And so, therefore, it's not aggression. If there's no rule against it, then it's not anything that's violating them. But that doesn't mean that people aren't concerned about this. And I'm wondering what you think. Is this the wrong kind of... Is it provocative? Is it provocative for someone to... Is it provocative for a man to kiss a woman in public? I don't think most people would say it is.
No, it depends.
Some people might say it's tasteless. Some people might say it's inappropriate. But to say it's provocative, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if they... Yeah, maybe not provocative.
But is it provocative when all of a sudden it's a man kissing a man?
Yes, I think it would.
Why?
In Keen, I think if a guy and another guy were making out in Central Square, it would be, like, in the Sentinel or something, it would be a big deal.
I don't know about that. I think that, I've seen people being all over them each other in public. And I think most people would just look at that and say something like, get a room, you know. And I can't imagine it would. I don't think it would be news. I mean, do you get the feeling that Keane
maybe
is anti-gay?
Exaggeration with news. Yeah, I get the feeling that it would not go over. I see, you know, people couples walking around, but they're not like gay couples, but they're not really doing anything like any kind of PDA whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Certainly not to the extent that you see straight couples, you know, PDAing it all over the place. And I think that there's a reason for that. I think that if gay couples are made to feel uncomfortable about being open with, you know, what they like. I think that that's just part of, you know, that part of it hasn't changed so much, at least not here. Some places I know it's probably fine.
I mean, I know that we're out in the woods and all, but Keene is more of the liberal corner of New Hampshire. If anybody's going to be okay with people being gay, I would think it would be in Keene.
I don't get that impression.
Have you heard people say things that are like, you know... You're not gay, so you're not really.
Yeah, no. So I don't really. Yeah, I don't experience the hatred firsthand, but I have a feeling that it would be because, like, Keene is. You've compared it to the movie Pleasantville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where everyone, the people here, a lot of the people here, just want it to be pleasant, and they don't want anyone rocking the boat or doing anything provocative whatsoever. They don't even want someone to paint their building certain colors because it could attract too much attention.
Well, I see you're talking. I see when you're saying that you're talking about the old guard. You know, these old.
But there's
New
a lot
England
of those people
families.
Out there.
It's true. It's true. 855-453.
They run this town.
855-450-3733. McGeehee told the LA Times she encouraged participants to be polite and tasteful. She says this is about us showing our love. We're not encouraging people to be outrageous or lewd. She said the protest was less about trying to change the minds of people who are offended by LGBT love and more about encouraging young people who are frightened to embrace their sexual orientation. She says, we want to tell young people you are okay just the way you are. And I guess that's, you know, one of the issues that a lot of young gays are kind of facing. At least I understand this from reading Dan Savage's column, Savage Love, which is a very good sort of sex and relationship advice column that appears in the paper version of The Onion. And Dan Savage is a gay journalist who has been writing this column for probably well over a decade. Maybe even, you know, a decade and a half or longer. And that's, you know, one of the things that he says regularly to gay teens is it gets better. It's that, you know, you're in high school now, people are picking on you, they're immature, they're awful, but it gets better. You can get through this. And, of course, that's the time in which they're more likely to commit suicide or cut themselves or do something horrible. So I agree with what she's saying here. It is important to, you know, to understand that it's okay to love somebody of the same sex. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Yeah. If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. The Sickle CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Head over, get interactive. We have a lot of features that are waiting there for you. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you can help support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find different tools like flyers you can print out, banners for your website, high-resolution graphics with which you can, I don't know, make whatever you want. Print your own t-shirts, etc. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to access all that stuff for free. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And also, I want to remind you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at liberty in your lifetime? You got to get together with other people that think like you do. Just, to me, there's no other real viable solution to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We have to get people who love freedom, who understand that in order to be free, we have to allow others to be free. And so maybe you're uncomfortable by people having public displays of affection. Maybe you're uncomfortable about people who are gay, or whatever it is your issue is. If you're not willing to allow those people to have their freedom to do things that you wouldn't necessarily be comfortable with doing, maybe you're uncomfortable jumping off a bridge with a bungee jump, you know, kind of a bungee jump, extreme sports. That would make me uncomfortable. I'm not interested in that. But that doesn't mean I want to stop someone else from doing it. I'm not interested in telling somebody what they can and can't do. So if you are somebody who is willing to allow others to be free, and not only just allow others to be free, but to stand up for their right to do what they want with their own life, with their own body, as long as they're not harming another human being, then you're the right person to consider the Free State Project if you love freedom. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. You can get signed up and get interactive. There's a forum there on the Free State Project site. Over 12,000 people have currently pledged to make the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. There are over 1,000 that are already here. So once again, freestateproject.org. We're talking about the Kiss In. I don't know if you want to call it a protest. It's not really outreach either. What do you really call it?
I think it's a protest.
Is it a protest?
That's how it seems to me.
I mean, I guess it is. But protests kind of, I don't know, I typically think of protests as like we're chanting outside and there's sign waving and people are angry. You know, kissing's not angry. Kissing is loving. And they're doing it with the purpose of, I don't think they're, you know, they're trying to, Chick-fil-A's not stopping them from doing this, so
it's a weird thing.
Like, I don't oppose what they're doing, but I'm wondering if you do. Do you think this is a bad idea? Because some within the LGBT movement are saying this is bad, this could be provocative. They say this could make people hate on them even more if they see this happening. But this is something that we've come up against here, and when I say we, I mean certain activists in the Keene area, the Keene, New Hampshire area, and elsewhere in New Hampshire as well as part of the Free State Project. Some activists have engaged in civil disobedient acts, and some of those acts of civil disobedience have involved things that some people have a problem with, like smoking cannabis or women being topless, for instance. And people will say things like, well, I agree with what your ideas are, but I don't agree with how you go about doing it.
Right.
I don't like that you are breaking the law, you're flaunting the law, and you're upsetting people. This is upsetting people, so you shouldn't do any activism that could possibly upset people. And that's essentially what the, you know, people are saying to these folks that are going to, 15,000 people that have said they're going to participate in a kiss-in at their local Chick-fil-A, where they'll be encouraged to be customers of Chick-fil-A and kiss a same-sex partner in there. Some are saying this is going to offend people. This is not what they want to do, is offend people. But you can't help if people are offended.
Right.
Why should you not live how you want to live if it's peaceful? Just because you're worried about people being offended.
What changes people's minds? Like, I still don't really understand this. When a culture changes and, like, at first, you know, women couldn't show their ankles, like, what changed that? You know, what kind of, like, is it some woman decided to show her ankles? Everyone's like, and then, right. You know, and then over time, like, because it's risque, it became more popular. Like, what is it that makes cultures change? Is it because people are out there questioning their culture and, you know, being, you know, and doing controversial things around it? Or is it just that it happens anyway, but we still can point these other people who are just ahead of the times?
I think that's an excellent question. You know, chicken or egg? Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Mike in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, it's Miles, and it's always this is my fourth time to call. Always.
I'm sorry, Miles. I totally misread it. My call screening software did say Miles. Go ahead.
I wanted to go back and address what Kathy said, and, you know, and along the lines of what you're talking about. He was addressing a church organization, and his comments got picked up. And I think that's what makes it so different. He wasn't out, you know, making a public outcry about it. You know, he wasn't trying to get on your radio station and, you know, disseminate that, you know, everywhere it went. The media picked up on it, and Governor Huckabee, he's the one that got that where everybody just needs to go sit in. After a little bit of the media picked up on it, then Huckabee, you know, he made it worse. And then it became, you know, this huge deal. But they may as well go protest the Catholic Church or any kind of church organization.
Right. There's so many things they could be protesting instead. They're just as bad or even worse.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, he, and this is what he said. He told them that he was afraid God was going to punish us as a nation. It, you know, because we're continually getting away from stuff. And he mentioned homosexuality, among other things. And but he was talking to a church organization. And that goes on every Sunday across the nation. And he's not said anything, no other preacher. And certainly no I'm a Baptist anyway. No other Baptist preacher did say. And for this to be, they're going to, you know, of course, out of curiosity, you know, I just had to go eat at Chick-fil-A today and, you know, nobody showed up, but for them to go and protest that, I mean, it's to me, it's ridiculous.
Well, I get your point, Miles, that, you know, you're saying he wasn't speaking as the COO or the CEO of Chick-fil-A, or the president, I guess, is his title. But, you know, when I'm out talking, if I'm at a some sort of an event and they have me up on stage, I'm still the host of Free Talk Live. I mean, that I don't get away from that just because my microphone's turned off. It's what I do. And it's no secret that Chick-fil-A is a Christian organization. I mean, they're closed on Sundays. There's a statement made. If you look around in a Chick-fil-A, you will usually find some evidence of their, you know, their Christian beliefs. And, like, you know, they'll explain on – I remember one time I was reading their bag or whatever that they give you the food in. The guy explained that they're closed on Sundays because they're a religious or a Christian organization. So that's their viewpoint. So it's not like the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church isn't out there purporting to operate a business that that serves anybody who walks through their doors. And by all means, Chick-fil-A hasn't said we don't serve gay people. I mean, they haven't said we're not going to serve you. They made a statement to the effect of here's the statement regarding the kiss-in. They actually did come out and make a statement. They said, "We understand from news reports that Friday may present yet another opportunity for us to serve with genuine hospitality, superior service, and great food."
Right, because so, they're giving – because the people who are going to be going in there to, I guess, maybe
kiss in.
To the kiss-in are going to be giving them Chick-fil-A all their money. So they're, like, indirectly supporting these organizations or directly.
And you just nearly made it. There's not been one person come up and said, "I didn't get promoted to manager because I was gay." There's not one person that said, "I didn't get hired because I was gay." There's not one person that's come up and said, "I'm not happy here because I'm gay and they're, you know, mistreating me." And believe you me, if there was one person, we would have all heard about it.
You may be right about that, Miles. Thanks for the call. Interesting points. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Cheryl's on the line in Fort Worth, Texas. Cheryl, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
I was wanting to talk about Chick-fil-A tonight.
Sure.
Okay. We have a Chick-fil-A in our area. To begin with, my opinion, I believe everybody knows that this is a conservative Christian owner who owns a restaurant, because he's closed on Sundays, right?
Sure, it's pretty clear.
So it seems like a bit of a confrontation to ask him what his opinion on gay marriage is in the first place.
Well, I think he just offered it. I don't think he was asked.
Well, we don't have the context of the statement. He was on some sort of Christian-oriented show, as I understand it. So if you want to stand by, Cheryl, we'll come back with you here in hour number three. Hang with us, will you? Hour number three is on the way. Got to get through the news. We'll take your calls about anything. 855-453. We'll hopefully see where Cheryl is going to go at that point. And we'll take your calls about anything. Chick-fil-A or whatever's on your mind. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away, because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.